because in this permissive society, priests are still celibate. But there are forces at work within the church to change this situation. So it perhaps is not far away from the day when priests will get married. So how would the priest react if he found himself in the situation of being the odd man out in the love triangle? My God! Get out. Get out! If I wasn't a man of God, I'd kick you to the ground. Get out! I wouldn't mind, but he's a bloody Protestant! And you, Catholic nun, ought to know better. Get out! Get out and pray. Get out and pray for forgiveness, or I'll give you a crack across the mouth. Oh, Lord, I ask you to see fit to forgive this weak lady.
Could happen.
They'll have to marry nuns, though, won't they?
Well, you see, I thought I ought to see a psychiatrist.
What seems to be the trouble?
Well, when I tell people things, they take no notice.
And what seems to be the trouble?
I tell people things and they take no notice.
Ah, well, that's often because you have an obsession with something that prevents you making yourself clear. We'll try a little word association test, shall we? Right? Mother.
Duck.
Father.
Duck.
Knife.
Duck.
Chocolate drops.
Duck.
Boyfriend.
Duck.
Oh, well, my dear, it's obvious you're completely obsessed by...
I kept telling him to duck.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Ah, I'm the right hand of the Lord. I'm here to do the Lord's work. You go to the loving arms of the Lord.
Hallelujah, brother.
Has anybody here seen the light?
I see the light. I see the light. I see the light. I see the light. I see the light.
You see the light, boy. You come join me in the holy water of the River Jordan. You want any special name?
Yes, praise God.
What name you want me to baptize you, boy?
I have my name here, sir.
Right there, boy. In the name of God, I baptize you. I baptize E. Henry, George Robert, Elvin Maxwell, Stephen Wendell Abraham Lincoln, Benjamin Edison, Harnett Makepeace, Winchell Hardy, Edgar Garfield, Wayne Adel Jackson, Lester Cagney, Wilford Grover, Cornelius Arkwright Milhouse Washington Smith. I baptize you, boy, in the name of the Lord. Amen. Anybody else want to go to the arms of the Lord?
I was working in Newcastle years ago, and I was watching the epilogue being recorded, and there was a Jesuit priest who said, and his final message really was, let us learn to live in peace and understanding. And he finished the rehearsal by doing that. And the stage manager said, look, there are many religions out there. So don't just, if you're talking about love and peace and understanding, don't make the sign of the cross. So when I actually came to do the take, he went, and my final message is love and understanding.
Well,
Do you know our Pope is infallible? Do you know that when the Pope becomes crowned, he becomes infallible? The last one was crowned, he became infallible. And he sat there and said, I'm now the Pope. I am now infallible. And the bishop said, Your Holiness, it's infallible. He said, Don't argue with me. I'm infallible. People say I shouldn't poke fun at religion. I don't know what. I don't see God as a cold, blue-eyed, austere, vengeful figure casting sinful souls into eternal flame without as much of a hint of an apology. I see God, big, fat fella, wobbly, twinkling eyes, a huge grin on his face, standing there with a golf club in his hand and a beer can in the other.
You're wrong on both counts, sir.
Well, I think let's get on with the show and get the sketches on and get it over with, because something's going to happen later on. Evening. Bloody curry.
On here beginneth the letter that St. Paul, whilst in Rome, wrote to the Corinthians, having a wonderful time. Wish you were here. Love, Paul. P.S. See you next week.
It's like this. I don't know how to say it. I've sinned. Yes, I have. I didn't want to, but it's the sins of the flesh, you see, Father. I don't want to do it, but it's just that I can't control myself. I fight against it. I really do, but then comes the temptation and I do it again. And I get very worried because my mummy told me when I was a little boy that if I went on doing it, I'd go deaf. Father.
Just speak up a bit. Look at the deaf in the ear.
We are here to say a fond farewell to Sir Irving Keane, acclaimed the greatest actor of our time. His interpretations of Shakespeare's heroes will be remembered for all time. Alas, he is no longer with us, and we shall see him grace the stage no more. In the words of the stage profession, Sir Irving Keane is about to take his final curtain. Farewell, old friend.
cross that most comedians have to bear is what we call the heckler. Somebody who interrupts and shouts and screams at you when you're trying to work. It doesn't actually happen to any other profession. I mean, nobody would ever dream of when they go to the bank and talking to the bank manager and asking him for a loan. And he's looking at your bank balance to say, come on, hurry up, there you big bastard. I mean, if there's a surgeon operating on you, you don't sit up in the middle of it and say, come on, you cockeyed bum, cut it. Can you imagine what would happen if the Pope was in the middle of a sermon and he started to get heckled? Don't imagine it. We'll show you.
Today, I am going to talk about the Good Samaritan. The parable of the Good Samaritan teaches love and understanding of a fellow man and makes him our brother in the Lord.
Heard it.
The man was on the road to Jericho.
Rubbish.
What do you mean, rubbish? What's the rubbish?
You told that story at St. Peter's last week. We all know the punchline. Hey, what's the matter? Can't you get any new material out of that book of yours, eh?
Jeez, I'm a son.
Son? Son? I'm not your son. You don't do that sort of thing, do you, eh? Jeez, act on the telly last week. Oh, you're rubbish, Popey. Get off. Get
off. What do you mean, rubbish? Look, you leave me to do my job. When your mama goes to work, I don't go along and kick the red light out.
Oh, funny, funny, very funny. You're a regular little wop comic, ain't you? Next time, why don't you do us a song and dance?
And the next time you go to the bog, why don't you flush yourself away?
I don't know why I even bother talking to you. I mean, you're next to an idiot.
I would be if I was sitting down there with you.
I don't come here to be insulted.
You don't come here to be insulted. Where do you usually go?
Boring, that's what you are.
I get
boring,
paid for it. I get paid for it. What's your excuse?
Oh, look, I'm not sitting here listening to this.
Why don't you stand up and give your brains a rest? You know, the last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it. That's a good boy. Out you go. Away you go. Go play with the trap.
Yeah, I'm going. Goodbye.
And leave the key. I'll lock her up. You know, you remind me of clay. Not the Cassius of clay. The clay you make the from.
And you still call yourself Pipe.
And you still a model for doorknobs. You know, I have never seen the ass of a baboon talk. As I was saying, the parable of the Good Samaritan teaches us love and understanding for our fellow man. It was on the road to Jericho.
That's it. Good night. Thank you. And may your God go with you.